There is further proof today of how Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act is being used as a weapon. I said last week that there are worthy arguments for making changes to the Act to stop it being used to silence what we would regard to be fair, free speech. But now, so soon after the election, is not the time, in my opinion, to be focusing on 18C. I think that the voting public expects the elected government to focus on the issues that they were campaigning on leading up to polling day. That's what they expect first and foremost. And the comment I made last week is you've got to eat the meat and potatoes before you worry about the dessert. However, there is further proof today, having said that, that this 18C can lead to some very unfair consequences. And it's the case at the University of Technology in Queensland, QUT. It was May 2013 when this Indigenous admin officer told three boys to leave the computer lab which had been built for Indigenous students. One of the students, a bloke by the name of Alex Wood, then posted on Facebook saying, "I just got kicked out of the unsigned Indigenous computer room. QUT is stopping segregation with segregation?" Question mark. The university's Director of Equity, Mary Kelly, spoke to Alex Wood about his Facebook post and he immediately took it down. He then emailed Ms. Kelly saying, "Yes, it's deleted. I didn't mean to spark such a debate. The intention of the post was never to have racist undertones." So the university then thanked the student for his cooperation. But even though the student removed the post, the Indigenous staff member Cindy Pryor launched legal action against Alex Wood and two other students using 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act. The section of the Act makes it against the law for anyone to offend, insult, humiliate, or intimidate another person on the grounds of race, colour, or ethnicity. Now, this isn't a kid who is trying to cause trouble. He's a uni student who posted something on Facebook after being kicked out of a computer lab. He then removed the post immediately when he was asked to and clarified in writing that he didn't mean to say anything that could come across as racist. But the Australian newspaper reports today via Hedley Thomas, the student was cleared of any wrongdoing by his university, but that didn't stop the university employee from accusing him of race hate. He's being sued for $250,000 and is accused of racial discrimination. In this case, Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act is being abused. Anyone who looks at this university student and says he deserves this sort of treatment is kidding themselves. Is this why Section 18C exists? To allow a university employee to sue a student for $250,000? All because he pointed out that segregating students based on race is a bit like separate bathrooms for blacks and whites. 131873. As I said last week, I don't think it should be top of the agenda. I think when you go to an election, you've got to be, after that election, fighting for the issues you've discussed during it. And let's face it, 18C wasn't part of the election campaign, but it is something they're going to have to look at down the track.